A person gave kiddushin ba'avna de kuchla with a piece of blue marble, a blue stone. Must have been a very small piece. Because Yosef Rav Chisda v'kamishari yisvei shav ha'prutas in Ilai Lai. So Rav Chisda was trying to figure out if it's worth a prutas, it's not worth a prutas. V'yilesei shav ha'prutas lai v'amishmur chashinan. There it says, Rav Chisda loy sav alai dishmur. Here the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't answer Rav Chisda was kiddushi vada and Shmuel was kiddushi safi. Gemara says, Rav Chisda doesn't hold of Shmuel. And Taisus is Masber because the story was that the woman was Mekabel Kiddushin from one man with Avda the Kukla, and then the brother was Mekabel with the Pruta. So the question was to which one he's married to. So Rav Chisda was paskening that if she's married to the first one, if it's worth a Pruta, she's married to the first one. It's not worth a Pruta, she's married to the second one. Sakti Gemara Amra Lei Ime Bahu Yuma De Kutcha Havave Shava Pruta. Why does it help now to be Mevara that it's not worth the Pruta? Bahu Yuma De Kutcha Havave Shava Pruta. Amra La Lav Kol Kaminuch Da Asus La Basra. Now wait, before you turn the page, why not? What happened? The mother said, it's not worth a pruta, she's not married, but it was worth a pruta that day. So why do you not believe? So it could be because of Dovah Shebarva, which needs to aid him. Or it could be because she's a kriva, she's related. Or it could be because she's a woman. A woman's not a kosher eidus. We have three totally different reasons why she's not believed, right? No? Like, no, it seems that it was the mother of the of these boys, of the woman. So it depends if you go to see May or Ima. The Rishonim seem, at least the Rishonim we're going to discuss today, say it was her mother. So we have three reasons that you're not believed, right? They're all very pashut that any kid who learns Mishnayos could tell you, right? There's no tuaidin, and even if you only need, even if there was a second aid, she's a woman. And even if women are cautious, she's a mother. So you have three different reasons why she's not. It's a dover pashut noy, she's not believed. Yet, the Gemara goes on, lav hainu the Yehudis to bisud rechia. The Gemara seems to need a raya that she's not believed. So the Gemara brings a raya. You had a story with Yehudis to bisud rechia. The Habis let's start later. She had a hard time giving birth. And Amra lei, and she said, Amra li ein kibul bechavuch kiddushi. Kizotris, that your father was a kabul kiddushim for when you were little. Amala, lav kol kaminach di imach, da asus lecha ilavei. Your mother is not believed to ask you on me. This is no problem. So what's going on? So the Gemara is proving from this story of Yehudis, the Bissud Rav Chia, that what? That we're proving that the mother is not believed. Right? Well, the Gemara, that's in the next Kashi Kasadi, Taisa says there was a car, but the pashtus of the Gemara is, the Gemara is saying, till here, till this point, the Gemara is saying that what we see from here that a mother is not believed. Okay, so the whole discussion that we're going to get into today is because the Rishayim are bothered by the Kasha, that why do you need a Raya? We need a raya that she's not believed. We have many kama tamim she's not believed. Of course she's not believed. What's the havamina that the mother's believed? And from this, it shoots off all of the whole discussion. Agav, I'm just reminded, the Gemara in Yevamis says, Reb Chiya's wife says she had a hard labor. She gave birth to twins. Yehuda v'Chizkiya, two children of Reb Chiya. The Gemara says they were born 2.5 months apart. Carrying twins, she gave birth to one, and the other one didn't come out till one was born in the 6th month, in the 7th month, and one was born in the 9th month. That's what the Gemara there says. So Yehuda and Chizkiya, and they were brothers, and they were born months apart. I remember when I learned this, I don't remember under what conditions, that people are saying, is it possible? Is it not possible? So this Shabbos, someone brought me, Matzah Shabbos, an article that it seems it happened last week, that someone gave birth to sextuplets, gave birth to one, and then the other five a week later. That's a pretty long labor, but I mean, I knew it was possible, because the Gemara says in Yavamis, but even Bizman Azeh, it seems that it's possible. So that's the story of Rav Chiya's wife. At any rate, so what happens? So we have a Gemara here, which needs a hesber. Remember, Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha directly. He says, why do you need Rayas that she's believed? Of course she's believed. So because of these difficulties with what would otherwise be a simple Gemara, the Ritva and the Tosis Rid learn Pshat in the Gemara that the daughter who was quoting her mother said, I believe my mother. Amar Liyain, I believe she's telling the truth. I believe her that it was worth the prutor. I believe her that it was Shekibul Avich Kedushay Kizutras. I believe her. And since I believe her, it's now to Shaila. What's a Shaila? The Shaila is, we have a concept of Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisur. That a person, Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisur, a person can say something, which would normally require two Eidim, can say something about himself, and it becomes Aser to him. Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisur should become Aser. For example, it's a Mishnah on Daf Samachay, later here in Kiddushin. If a man says, I'm married to that woman, and the woman says, it's not true. He has no Eidim. So he says, I'm married to that woman. So Bezin Paskins, he's not married to the woman. But he is not allowed to marry now that woman's Kreidim. He said he's married to that woman, Bezin Paskins is not married. But now, if he wants to marry that woman's daughter, or that woman's mother, he cannot. Why not? Because Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisura, he already said that he's married to her. If he says he's married to her, so he has to live with it. He has to live with the concept that he's married to her, and whatever results come out of that, so that he's sorry. Shavya Anashe Chatichet Yisura says, okay, it says that whatever he said, he has to stick with. Memela. So up the Tosis Rid. Over here, there's a Havamina. That if she says, I believe my mother, that I was married to someone else first. That it should be Shavya Nafsha Chatichet Yisura. And she should become also to her husband. So Kamash Malan, what? Kamash Malan, that we have a halacha, that a woman cannot asa herself on her husband, Agido Gabei, she's Meshubah to him, she's married to him. So Shavya Anashe, she can't asa herself to her husband. Once she's already Meshubah to the husband, she can't asa herself. And that's the Chiddush of the Sugya. The Chiddush of the Sugya is that a woman cannot asa herself to her husband. And Lav Hainu Debisud Rav Chiya, we need a raya from the story of Debisud Rav Chiya, that even though she believed her mother, still, and should be Shavya Anashe Chedichet Yisura, still, since Agid Agabe, since she's Meshubah to him, so therefore, we don't say Shavya Anashe.
Even though she was not beforehand.
Why? In this case beforehand, also, she believed her mother that there was a pruta the first time. Bezin's paskening, she's married to the second brother.
She was talking about the mother.
Yeah. She was believing the mother. She was believing the mother that it happened. It could be the mother called her Krista, but the Chiddush is in the case where she's believed. It says Amr Allah, don't say Amr Allah, you mean. She says she believes him.
She says, I believe my mother,
but not only that, it's even La Halacha. If she wouldn't be Agida Gabe, it would even be La Halacha. And we find such a thing in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is, if a woman says, I was Mizana Tachas Naili, she's not believed. But Shulchan Aruch says, if the husband believes her, he has to be Naigis. So we find it similar.
Isn't that the same thing?
It's true, the Gemara says that by childbirth a woman says these things, but I presume that here afterwards, when she recovered, she didn't deny that it was true. It could be she was thinking, oh, I'm having all this tzar as a punishment for that which happened. But the bottom line is she believed. It's not as if she said something crazy. Alright, so this would be pshat. In the Gemara, it would be an interesting pshat. It's Rishonim are taking the Gemara and making a bigger chiddush out of it than we would learn. Pasha pshat, but okay, so that's pshat in the Gemara. It takes a big twist here because of the Marit. There's a Trubas Marit in which he says he doesn't understand the pshat of the Taisus Rid and the Ritvan of the Taisus Rid. He says, I don't understand. If it's Shavya Nafshei, why can't she ask herself on her husband? If a woman says, Hanos Tashmishech Alai, if a woman says that I ask her, B'neder, I make a neder, I'm not going to have Hanos from Tashmish with you. So the halachi is that the neder is chal. You don't give a person something that's also to her. So Frekta Marit, just like we find that if a woman says, Hanos Tashmishech Alai, I make a neder, I'm not going to have Hanos from you, it's chal, and she's also to her husband. So the same thing should be. If she says, Amro li ein, kibil be'ech avich kedusha kizotris. If she says, kibil be'ech avich kedusha kizotris, that the same thing should be, that it should be chal. That she should be yasa to her husband. So the merit is that this should be yasa just like a neder is yasa. Shaar Melech brings this and he says he doesn't know what's going on. What does neder have anything to do with this Gemara? Neder is chal, it's true. Neder makes a new iser and it's chal. What does it have to do with Amro lu shavya nafshei? What does it have to do with shavya nafshei techad isura? What's one thing have to do with the other? So from this Marit is one of the two Makairis for the Shas Taira of the Shavya Nafshei. The Shaar Melech says that Vaistais, that there are two ways to learn Shavya Nafshei Chatichad Yisurah. And any time in any Masechta you have Shavya Nafshei, this is the cloud. Klal Gadol of Shavya Nafshei, Chatichad Yisurah, two ways to learn it. And numerous places in Halacha, including those of you who learned Hilchos Shechita and Simin Aleph of Yerideya, where it talks about Shavya Nafshei, a Sheikhet who says that the Mira Shechted is Treif, Shavya Nafshei, Chatichad Yisurah. So the Piskei Tshuva brings down the two ways to learn, and it's, as I said, in numerous places. So let's sort of start from the beginning. Why Shavya Nafshei Chatichad Yisurah? What's the case? Let's take a simple case. Not such a complicated case. It's Agamara. A typical case of Shavya Nafshei. A man walks into Bezdin and he says that this piece of food isn't available. And it's a case where he's not believed. It's his food. It's not his food. It's in the butcher store. He says, you know, all the food in this butcher store is available. And I know, I saw, and whatever his story is, he has a story, and he says it's Nevela. So can one aide say that all the food in the store is Nevela? He's not believed. So Bezdin listens to his testimony, asking if he has any rayas, you can't prove it. So they throw him out. They tell him, yeah, look, you're not believed. They effort is not believed to make someone else's food trade. Now, this person wants to go and eat meat. He says, okay, Bezdin doesn't believe me, it's kosher. So he wants to eat it. They say, no. Shavya Nafshei Chatichad Yisurah, you can't eat it. You said it's Nevela. By saying it's Nevela, Shavya Nafshei, you put on yourself Chatichad Yisurah, you made it also for yourself. So here, Bezdin's paskening, the whole world is allowed to eat this, but you're not allowed to eat it. Shavya Nafshei Chatichad Yisurah, you created for yourself that this is Chatichad Yisurah. Why? Why should that be? I should be asked of him. If Bezin passes it's kasha, it should be kasha. Why should it be asked? So there are two ways to learn. The Marit learned that it's also mitam neder. What does that mean? The Torah in Parshas Nedarim is mechadesh that you could create a surah for yourself. You could take something kosher and say, harizeh also alike nevela. You could say that, and it becomes also to you like nevela. Zot the Marit, the Shamelach learning pshat in the Marit learns, all shavya anav shechaticha di surah is also mitam neder. Even though he didn't say a language of kainim that this is a neder, afal pikein Shavi Anashe says that when you say this is neveila, Shavi Anashe chaticha di surah, your words create an iser, and this thing is also to you kineveila. Shavi Anashe chaticha di surah is a din neder. That's the sheet of the Maharit. What Shara the Marit? Anybody remember?
Did he mean that?
What?
The person who opened the book said they said Aedis, but the meat is tray. He didn't mean. Did he mean that? What was he saying?
What was he saying? He was telling Bezdin, I assume he's an honest person, he was telling Bezdin that I know this is tray. Halach is, doesn't
it?
Okay. This is the Marit Shita. There are numerous Achrayim, the most vocal being the Maid of Yehuda, who claim that this makes no sense. Two of the main tainis are, number one, he didn't say a Lashon Neder. He didn't say a Neder. Well, he didn't say a Neder, he needs a Lashon Neder. If you tell your friend, I'm not going to eat that, that's not a Neder. First of all, he needs a Lashon Neder. And second of all, what's the big Shiloh? What? He didn't mean a neder, okay. And the second question was, Hataras Nedarim. If you hold the neder, he should be able to be matan neder. Why can't he be matan neder? Never heard such a thing. Shavinash Echidichidi Surah, go be matan neder. Say such a thing. Now, these two kashas sound like very, very shtaka kashas. On the whole Marit, that Shavinash is the neder. I want to tell you that they're not so stark. Because we do find in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, that if someone is Nayig and Minig Taiv, someone is Nayig and Minig Taiv, and certain times you need three times to do it, some certain cases even once, it has a din neder. Even though he didn't say neder, he didn't mean neder. If you're Nayig and Minig Taiv three times, it gets a din neder. And the Mechaber brings the Yesh Ayman that it doesn't even help Hataras Nedarim. Machlek is Rishayim, but there's some Rishayim will hold that Hataras Nedarim doesn't work. So maybe it is Kashis, they're good Kashis, but at least we find it's not that schwer because we find the concept that there could be types of Nedarim that don't have words of Neder and that don't have Hatar. Either as it may, that's the first sheet of the Marit Shita. He also, in the Beauty, asked the Kasha that if somebody on Wednesday says today is Shabbos, so he asks the Derech Slaik, right? Maybe he says, if someone says today is Shabbos, is today Shabbos then? Does he become also Shabbos and Asher? Today is Shabbos. Does that happen? Maybe an Achinami, maybe it does. No. So it brings a raya because you say maybe it does. It sounds ridiculous in the first place. But maybe yes, maybe if someone says today Shabbos, maybe it's also. So it brings a raya from a Gemara, and a Mishnah actually, in Rosh Hashanah, where Reb Gamliel and Reb Yeshua had a machlaikis, which day is Yom Kippur? It had to do with Dinei Kiddush Levana. Reb Gamliel and Reb Yeshua did not get along. They had numerous run-ins. So Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, and he said, today is Yom Kippur, tomorrow is Yom Kippur, whatever, this isn't this day is Yom Kippur. So Yeshua said, no, the next day is Yom Kippur. So Rav Gamliel says, Gozrani Alecha, I make a gzeir on you, Shatava Yatzli, that you should come to me, B'makla, B'tarmila, you should come to me on the day you say is Yom Kippur, you should come carrying your money, your purse, you should come and pay me a visit in front of everybody, Mechal Yom Kippur, what you think is Yom Kippur. So, and he did it. Yeshua did it. Yeshua did it because he said, if you're from Leo Paskin, you can't have two calendars in Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, you know, we have two minhagim and everything, but at least we have two calendars, right? All Yidden have the same calendar, which is itself a nace. So Yeshua, yeah, so he was macabre. Gladly, he didn't want to. Rabbi Kiva convinced him, but whatever. First thing, might be Yehuda, but it's Shavya Nafshei. How could Rav Gamliel say, on your Yom Kippur, you should do Malacha? How can he tell him that? It's Shavya Nafshei. According to him, it's Yom Kippur. We see that if a person says, today is Yom Kippur, it doesn't become Yom Kippur for him. So Mimela, I disagree with the Maritz Pshat that it's a din neder. And he goes to a second mahalach. Yes, sure.
I think I read that story with Hirah Shah because Kaisor can exist where people don't listen to Gnostics. But normally we have to
do this. That doesn't lead to the question. It was Hirah Shah, they should be ever under their eyes, I hope it's Nadar. Where's the mashma that way? The Gemara says, if you want to listen, or if Kiva told him, Atem HaFilu Shoygin, Atem HaFilu Vizidim, Atem HaFilu Vizidim. It's true, he made him come to show he's right. But if it's Shavya Nafshe, so he should have said, listen, I want you to announce that I'm right. Or on my Yom Kippur, you have to fast. He could have said. But to say, do something which you made a nedi, you're not going to do, how could he say? How could he say that? What? Tinyana Simchav Gimel. This is all. This Nevi Yehuda is brought in the Pesachei Tshuva in Yerodeya Simen Aleph of Katan Yud Ches. So therefore, there's a second way to learn. The second way to learn, which presumably is the sheet of the Tesis Rid, is that Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Bisura works. Medin Adam Neman Alatzma Yosim Emeya Edim. It's not a din neder. It's a din that Nemun Adam Alatzma Yosim Emeya Edim. And even though Bezdin doesn't believe him, Bezdin doesn't believe him. He says this in the Veilah. But Lagabi himself, he has an emunis. Lagabi himself, he's believed. It's a din emunis. So if he eats it, well, it's very too late. If he ate it first, and then he said, you're right, he wouldn't be believed. But at first he said it's mevaylos, he's already, Lagabi atzma, he's believed. That means, Bezin says, I don't really believe it. But the halachi is, Lagabi yourself, you are mechoyiv to behave according to what you said. Adam nemal atzma yesim imeyed. So, Lamashal, if a Kayin says, Pesach Pesuach Betzasi, this is where we had this in Ksubis last year, we spoke about it on Daf Beis and again on Daf Tes. If a Kayin says, Pesach Pesuach Betzasi, a Kayin says, my wife was Mizanatachti, so Lagabi himself, it's Shavya Nafshe, she's also to him. To the rest of the world, she's not also. But to him, she's also, because Lagabi himself, he's believed. That's the second mahalach, the more popular mahalach, the second mahalach. So this is two ways to learn Shavya Nafshe, the Maritz way, that it's a din neder, or the Taisis Rid, the Neid Behuda's way, that it's a din nemonis. There are many, many nafkaminis. As a matter of fact, just about any machlaikis in the din of Shavya Nafshe, achreinim right away try to shtup it into this machlaikis, usually it fits pretty well. Let me give you a number of examples. The Pesachei Tshuva, by the way, seem to like this sugya. You can see why, it's very gishmak a sugya. But there are a few Pesachei Tshuvas with marich on nafkaminis between the two tzedadim. One of them is in Eben Ezer Kuf Tezvav, Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. It's a very gishmak a shayla. Let's say a man is Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Yisura. He told Bez that this food is Nevela. And he was lying. And he knows he was lying. Now he's at home. Is he allowed to eat this piece of meat? Now, Bezdin, what did Bezdin pass? Bezdin passed, and this meat is kosher for the whole world. So you're not believed. But for you, it's Shavya Nafshei, you're not allowed to eat it. But he knows that he was lying. Is he permitted to eat it? So what do you say? Huh?
Aren't you allowed to have an excuse?
The answer to anything I ask you is totally the way to learn. A masla means he gives a good excuse to Bezdin, but just tell Bezdin I lied because I don't like him, that's not a good excuse. Rish is not. So, if you learn it's a neder, so it's also, because he made a neder. He might be lying, but he made a neder. What? It won't be. But stama, it has a dinadar stama. Stama means, what does that mean? Never dawned on him it's a nether. Are you asking a kasha on the marit? Right now I'm working with the tutsadim. You can ask, but one second. I'm all trying to explain that to me. Again, if it's a dinadar, then the person himself can't eat it because he made a nether. So even though he was lying, but he made a nether. If he makes a nether, then it's awesome. If it's because Adam Neman Alatma Yasim Emeya Adam, then he's believed. What do you mean he's believed? If he knows he's lying, so then he could eat it. What does it mean he's believed? What got the answer? Because Tshuva Taka brings a machlaikis in this psak, the Big Day Kahuna, Sefer Big Day Kahuna, paskins that he could eat it. The Chachasi says he can't eat it. And he's titled in this. Second Nafkamina that the Pesachei Tshuva brings there, and he also brings in Simon Samaches of Katan Dalid. If Bezdin forces him, if Bezdin, we know Bezdin's Kaifin al Mitzvahs. Bezdin al Mitzvahs forces a person. If Bezdin sees him, he wants to eat this piece of meat. Or he wants to marry this woman's daughter, who he said is now Hasid. Does Bezdin force him to stop? Well, if it's a neder, so Bezdin forces him. Bezdin says, it's awesome, we can't let you do it, you made a neder. If it's because Adam Neman al Atzma Yesim Emei Eidim, so he believes Lagavi himself, but Bezdin doesn't really believe him. Bezdin sees him eating it. Bezdin tells him, you're not supposed to eat it because you have to do what you said. But Bezdin's not mechuyev to be kaifin. Beggar doesn't have to behave ki'ilu. Kibu the Atuaidin. It's the second Nafkamina. Third Nafkamina, this is a Pisrei Tshuva in Simin Memches of Ebenezer. I think it's of Cotton Bays. If a person says, this is Isser to me, and two Aidin, two witnesses come in and say, Fakert. Does it remain Asatim? So what do you say? It's all the same thing. Right? If it's a neder, so it's a neder. What's the difference if witnesses say it's not true? He made a neder. So? If it's because Adam Neman al Atzmai, it's believed Lagavi himself. So if two witnesses come against him, so it's like tray to tray. So Pesach Tshuva says, yes, Leish L'Stapek. It would be a suffocation. Wouldn't be a Vaday Heter. If it's Neder, then it's a Vaday Yisr. Doesn't help two Aids. If two Aids come against him, so then there's no Nemanis anymore. And he brings the Machlaikis on this too, between the Achrayim. Yeah. Cheskeswat. I mean, if it depends what they're arguing about, we should do Ukmei Chazaka. Trey v'trey, so we go Basa Chazaka. Maybe so, and it may not be so. It depends. When we say Adam Neman al Atzma Yaiser may Eidim, it would apply here. It'd still be a tzad that he's still the Gavi himself, but more than the Eidim. So maybe that's, I think, the Tutsadim. It's a Trumas Adeshin, I believe, that he brings. So these are three very simple nafkaminas. There are many, many nafkaminas between the Tutsadim. What's very interesting in this topic is the Trumas HaRamah. It doesn't sound like a Ramah, it sounds like one of the Drushi Svarim. It's actually a tshuva printed in Tshuva Sarama, who talks about Yitzchak and Rivka. You know that when Yitzchak and Rivka came down to the Eretz HaPelishtim, they said that we're brother and sister. Right? That we're brother and sister. So question is, how could they be married afterwards? Shavia nafshe chetichid isur. If someone says, this is my sister, then shavia nafshe chetichid isur, she should be asked to him. So the Ramah says that he had an amasla. He told Avimelech that I saw this is a place where there's no Yerushalayim, and I said, Yehargunni advarishti, they'll kill me. So the Ramah says, this is a makar that amasla works. How do I know amasla works? He brings the story of Yitzchak and Rivka. That's a makar for what it says in the Mishnah Samachai, that by Shavi Anashe, if you give a good excuse, it's off Shavi Anashe. Tasha is, you should have said a different terrace. You should have told me that why Yitzchak and Rivka looked at each other. Because they knew the truth. They knew the truth. If they knew the truth, so what's the Ramah asking? And he's answering Amasla. The Kasha doesn't start. If you hold that Shavi Anashe is a din of Adam Nemar Asma Yesu Meyayim, then we said if the person himself knows the truth, in this case, Yitzchak and Rivka both knew the truth, they don't even need an Amasla. They were allowed to live as husband and wife. Because if you learn it, it's Adam Nemar Asma. If he knows he's lying, it's not a problem. Elamai, it's a raya, it's a din neder. If it's a din neder, so then they're in trouble. They said we're brother and sister. They told that to the people there, and Mele is in trouble, so maybe we have to have an amas. It's a raya, it's a din neder. Now, what's very interesting about this Tshuva Saramah is if you look in the print of the Tshuva Saramah that we have downstairs, it's one of the first Tshuvas, I don't remember exactly which. There's a Haggah inserted into the Tshuva Saramah, I don't know who wrote it, who says that the Ramah's Kavana was not why are Yitzchak and Rivka mutt at each other. Of course they're mutt at each other, because they knew the truth. His Kavana was, it says, Avimelech, Hayantif Avimelech al Echalayim, that he looked through a window, he saw them behaving as husband and wife. His Kasha is, why didn't Avimelech give them Misa? If they were masked with themselves as husband and wife, as brother and sister, and Bnei Nayach Aser to marry his sister, so why didn't Avimelech give them Misa? He says, that's what the Ramah meant. So that's what the Ramah meant, and the Raya falls off. Kasha is not, how could Yitzchak and Rivka be mutter to each other? So it's interesting, I don't know who put in the Haggah on the Tshuva Saramah, but whoever put it in was worried about this, apparently a dishtikal term. But anyway, if you look in Parshas Toldos, Nikli Chemda, he has an arichus on this. This Tshuva Saramah. But again, what I mean to show you with the Tshuva Saramah, more than the Shtikal Torah and the Parsha, which is not going to come around for a long time still, Parshas told us, but to show you that this, the two ways of learning are very, very, very widespread in any time Shavi Anashe comes up. It's a very, very common issue. I had an interesting shaila in shul. We had a guy working in the shul when we put up the building. He worked the first 5 years or so. And he was a Spanish fellow. And one day he announced to some of the boys downstairs while I was mapping that his mother was Jewish. So his mother's Jewish and he's really Jewish, you know. And he even mentioned there's a certain shul in Rhode Island which has his father's name, I guess, on one of the seats, and he's really Jewish. So, what's the difference if he's Jewish or not? So, besides selling him the chametz on Pesach, which would be a problem, but it's Shabbos. Shabbos is a big issue. I mean, this malachas that he did for himself, we let him do, and became an issue. So Moshe has a tshuva, and he says, look, he's not believed. He's the cheskas guy, he's not believed to say he's a Jew. It's only a shayla of Shavi Anafshe. If someone's the cheskas guy, and he says, I'm a Jew, he's not believed. It's a shayla if you say, Shavi Anafshe, chatiche di sura, by goyim. So Moshe writes in a tshuva that you don't. Even the guy, there's no Shavi Anafshe, chatiche di sura, by goyim. Good. There's a tshuva that has three Yeridaeus and Mereish Chof days. And guess what he says about the Shaila? If you say Shavi Anashe Begayim, I have to guess. It's telling you the two ways of learning. He says, let's see. If Shavi Anash is a neder, so goyim anat mochiyev in the darim. It's not one of Shavi mitzvahs ben inayah, the darim. Shavi Anash is a neder, then we talk it on seif by goyim. But if you learn Shavi Anash is Adam Nema al Atzmai, so why shouldn't we say it by goyim? Why don't goyim? I mean, goyim also, whatever halachas may get to them, they believe. So if you say Shavi Anash Chatichi Di Sura by goyim is a din nemanis, so why shouldn't it apply to goyim too? Funny thing. So it'll apply to this guy, there'll be Nema al Atzmai to say he's a yid, and once he's a yid, so then he's Shavi Anashe. I don't have to believe it, but he himself has to behave kilu. What?
Once he's a
year, it becomes a neder already. If you hold the both reasons together, in Achinam, you hold the both. The man is a similar to Aedis, but Goyim for Goyim will have Dine Aedis. That's what he argues. Now, let's say Goyim are Machoyed in whatever Shevinus. So they give Misa based on. Let's say a guy, the way it should be, if a guy says Menachai, he goes to Goyish court, the Goyish court should give him Misa. Based on what? Based on Aedis. So maybe Goyim need one Aed, not two Aedim, but there's a Din Aedis. There has to be some Din Aedis by Goyim too. So Mimeli says that Din Aedis apply, and if you learn that it's a Din Nemane, so Goy should also be believed Shavi Anashe Chatichi Misa. So this is a tough shayla. Ramesha Paskin, the Hatzvi says, "Tell you the machlekes." Does that mean Ramesha Paskin that works the teres neder? In which case, I think Red Place Them Hold doesn't work the teres neder. What does it mean Ramesha holds that even in the tzad neman is still don't say shavi anafshe? I'm not sure which one. Ramesha just says there's no shavi anafshe begay, and that's all he says. So I don't know. So glad I sent someone down to to try to find a shul in Rhode Island. At that time, I had a misfile that was learning in the yeshiva. But the way he described the shul, as far as we know, it didn't exist, which would fit with a lot of things he said in general. But eventually, he became too shikker to show up all the time, and so we have somebody else. But you know, I found out afterwards. I called the place he worked beforehand. Before he worked by us, he worked in a Sephardic shul, and he worked there 15 years. And I called them there. I said, "The other day, he said he's a guy, a Jew." So they told me, "Yeah, that's why we fired him." So they fired him because he said he's Jewish, and they were afraid maybe he is, and that's why they fired him. What should I say? He can't be Jewish. He went to Talmud right there the second time. I don't know. Okay, at any rate, this is all telling Shavi Anafshe in two ways to learn. Let me tell you one tshuva about Shavi Anafshe, which is sort of a teaser, you can think about it. There's a Meister Shahaya brought down the Pischei Tshuva. I mentioned to you, I think, four Pischei Tshuvas, or this is the fifth one. And Ebenezer, I think it was Simon Yud. No, it wasn't Simon Yud test. The one I showed you was Simon Gimel. It was Simon Gimel Ice Yud test, I believe. No, it was Simon Yud test Ice Gimel. But interesting, Nisa, with the Shvus Yaakov had the following issue. There were a man and a woman who were living in a house. They moved into town. They lived in a house. They said they were brother and sister, and they were mostly to be brother and sister in town. And one day, the sister is pregnant. And the brother says, you know, we're living b'isser all along. We're not brother and sister. We're not brother and sister. We were living b'znus all along. We didn't want people to ostracize us in the community, so we pretend that we're brother and sister. That's why we're living together. But really, we're just acquaintances. And now that she's pregnant, they wanted to get married and have a chuppah, and the Rav should be beside the Kedushin for them. So Shvus Yaakov paskind that Shavi Anashe Chetichet Yisura, they have a dim brother-sister, and he can't be beside the Kedushin for them. They said their brother and sister, Shavi Anafshe. Aye, the Amasla, that they wanted to be Mizana, he says that's not an Amasla. Amasla that we wanted to do Averis is not an Amasla. So what could they do now? He says, the Amasla that I want to do Averis, that's not considered Amasla in Bezdin. If you want to do Averis, you know, it could be lying now too. It doesn't. So the Shvus Yaakov said, what are you going to do? He says, if you bring Eidim, if you bring witnesses, so then we'll believe you. To bring witnesses that they're not brother sister. That means each one has to bring witnesses who their parents are, and then they can be mevar that they're not brother and sister. This is the Shuvah Shvus Yaakov. So Pischei Tshuva, in parentheses, on the Shvus Yaakov, asks, what does it help to bring Eidim? What is bringing Eidim going to help? So if it's a din neder, certainly bringing Eidim shouldn't help. And even if it's a din of the neman al atzmai, so bringing Eidim will make a tray for tray. Well, what does it help? So what? That's Amigul and Mafreya. Amigul only works if now they could do it. They said we could have done it a month ago or 2 months ago, then that doesn't work. It's too late. So that's called Amigul and Mafreya. It's Amigul is something you did a while ago, then you know. So the Pischei Tshuva says in an answer in the parentheses, I'm not sure what he means, but I think what he means is the following. What do you say? Well, what's unique about this case? I think there's something unique. What? Something else unique about it. What? No, they said the case is that they did say they were brother and sister. I would think what's unique about this case, if a person says this is my sister, is that because he knows? Do you know who your sister is? How do you know it's your sister? You only know because people told you. It's not like you say I was Makadosh a woman. How do you know you're Makadosh? I did it. Nobody knows it's his sister. I mean, he wasn't in the hospital when his mother gave birth. If you say it's your sister, it means that your parents told you it's your sister. Right? So listen carefully. If a person says, this is my sister, so Shavi Anashe. So why Shavi Anashe? That he's believed that his parents said it's his sister. It's a neder. Yeah, it's a neder that my parents said it's my sister. If parents would say it's a sister, and two Edom would come and say it's not a sister, so of course we believe the Edom. If two Edom say it's not a sister, and his parents say it is, so then what? Then we should believe the two witnesses. So when he was Shavi Anashe, why was he Shavi Anashe? Let's say it's a neder. What did he do? He said, it's Kino, he made a neder that my parents said were brother and sister. So fine, we accept that. It's a neder that your parents said. And because now we don't have to weigh them, what your parents said sticks. But when we have to weigh them that say it's not your brother and sister, it's not a steer to the neder. We still believe you, your parents said it's brother and sister. But your parents are not believed against to weigh them. By Ach and Achais, it's different than all the cases of Shavi. All the cases of Shavi and Ashi are saying, we know. They say we know, that's a neder. Edom can't take it off. But they don't say we know. They just say, my father told me, this is my sister. So the neder is not more than the father. The father said, fine. But when two Edom come, then the father saying doesn't count. It could be that that's the chiluk. Why don't you say that they didn't talk to them? Why don't we say that we have a raya, not brother and sister, because the fact that she's pregnant, that may be true, but we don't know that this woman is pregnant from him. Sometimes you have a brother and sister, and the sister is mezana with somebody, and she's pregnant from somebody else. And then the brother, wanted to save her covenant, says for me. But he's not a brother. But it's loved out she's pregnant from him, we can't prove she's pregnant. Okay, at any rate, this is some of the raid of Shavi Anashe. Like I said, any time you bump into Shavi Anashe, these two mahalchim should come to mind. They're so different one from the other that every machlaikis is somehow at least partially dependent on the two ways of Shavi Anashe. And I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, that in every one of the yeshiva shemasechtas, in the block that we learn in yeshiva, somewhere along the line, Shavi Anashe comes up. It's certainly in Rashim, and even in the Zikin. It comes up to sugis of Shavi Anashe, Hatichad Yisura. And let's see the Gemara. Amu bar Rabbanu Chabir Fista Amai Ha'ika Sadi Be'idus Be'yadi De'bahu Yom Ha'aveh Shav Pruta. There are witnesses in a different city that know that on that day it was worth the Shav Pruta. Now, what does it mean? There are witnesses. So Taisus learns it means there's a call that there are witnesses. See, it's in Hashtami Alasnu Kamon. Lav Ha'idu Der Panina Dam Rav Panina Eidah B'tzad Itzam V'tiyoser. In the case of a Shvuya, where a woman came into Bez and says, I was a Shvuya and I'm Tar, so she has a Migul, she could have not said anything, she's believed. So they said, what do you mean? There are witnesses that she's a Shvuya, so she has no Migul. Because the witnesses say she's a Shvuya, she has no Migul, she could have been quiet. So he said, look, if the witnesses are not here, we don't ask them. So, Abaya Varava, Vaisvira Lulahad Rav Chista. He says the dini is no good. If he kilu b'shvuya, the menabla nasha gabi shavoi, nekel b'eshes ish. So Bar Rava didn't like the psak. Again, what's the case? The man, one man was mekadesh the woman. Then the second man was mekadesh the woman. And Rav Chista said it's not worth a shava pruta. So she's married to the second brother. The first brother is Avner the Kufa, wasn't worth a pruta. She's married to the second one. So first of all, it's not like Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, shema shava pruta b'mada. That the Gemara said already. Second of all, Abaye and Rava say you have to be chayish for the kail that they are raven. So Zach the Gemara, Ishtar Me'ahim Ishbacha Besura, Parsha Rabbana Mina. There were children from the second brother, from this woman, Shashmam Zeiros, the Rabbana Mokhayr, Shlabisham Zrulu Dishmuel, El Misham Dishmuel Kabaye and Rava. So the question is, what was Rava's Tabai and Rava's Taina? L'chaiwa, it's a good Taina. By Shvuya, we say, if they're Eidim somewhere else, there's nothing to do with us. The Kohel doesn't change anything. So why here don't we say the same thing? If they're Eidim somewhere, it's worth a pruta, what does that have to do with us? So Taisvis and Mikaunu B'Shvuya brings a few pshatim. Why to be Mechalik between Shvuya and here? How many pshatim? Taisus Mikalu Bishui Isvar and Shakasabah Mishum the Navla Navsha Nekal Bashish. It's one pshat. Yesh Mfash Mikal Bishui Hamishum that Philly Ikasadi Shinistis, Mikamak Layani, the Aidim in Mikma. Even if they're Aidim, she was a Shvuya, that doesn't mean she's Zicha Asim, Kenan Asurim and Atira. Nekal Bashish, the Ikasadi, the Isa Avnakulcha, Isvi Shapruta, Isakamuri, Kenan Din, who Shinekal Allah. Second pshat. Third pshat. Yesh Mfarshim. So three pshatim in the chelak. Look at the end of this taisus. V'lo nehira. Now listen to what taisus says. V'lo nehira. Shaharei hashvuya nami pamin diika isa misa. Imukayim. Now listen to what taisus say. You can have a case of Avis that a woman is a shvuya and you make her tar and she's really tamei. What could happen if she's a shvuya? What could happen already? Why she's not an eshes ish? If a guy was mezana with her, so she, that doesn't make her an eshes ish. That makes her a zayna. So what's a din? What's the din of a shvuya? She cannot marry a kohen. That's not misa. That's a nitzalav. So Tosfos no, it could be misa. She shvuya nami pam dikis a misa mukayim. V'yesh leben mi mana shul chalal. V'yavar avayda b'mizbeach b'shabes b'zay yesh chiv misa. The fact that it's far-fetched, hold on a minute. But what's the case? What's Taisus say? How could Shvuya come to Misa? Taisus, it could come to Misa. If they'll have a child, the child's a Chalal. If the Chalal can do Avoida on the Mizbeach on Shabbos, then he'll be Chayav Misa. So you have a case of Chayav Misa. Good? What? The Mechal Shabbos, which Avoida do I mean? Which of the Shchita's Ksherev is our. It means Haktara, the only one. There's Haktara, that if he'll do it, avoid on Mizbeach, he'll put a piece of meat on the Mizbeach, or wood on the Mizbeach, he'll be Chayav Misa. This is what Taisa says. So we see from Tosfos, if a Chol does Avodah on Shabbos, Chayav Misa. Kohen does Avodah on Shabbos, he gets Tzar for doing a mitzvah. If a Chol does Avodah on Shabbos, he gets an Einish. So I assume Sholem didn't get to some of Vavam in the days yet. You always hear something from Kashas in the later Parakim. The Gemara is some of Vavam in the days, which says, Oymer u'makrev al-gabi ha-mizbeach, if a man is bringing a carbon on the mizbeach, the noida shu ben grusha ben chalutza, avedos ek sheira. Gemara says, if a person is a ben kayin, his father's a kayin, and he's oymer u'makrev al-gabi ha-mizbeach, he's worth a makrev al-gabi ha-mizbeach, means he's burning the emurim on the mizbeach, the noida shu ben grusha ben chalutza, avedos ek sheira. So what's going on here? It says here, Davai is kosher. How can I say it's Chayav Misa? No? Yeah, Zayin has a chalal. Zayin marries a kayin, the child to follow. And Gushan ben Zayin is exactly the same thing. Does that, oh, so that's the question. Does that make sense? You hear what's going on? A chalal does Davai down the Mizbeach. And we're told he's doing a type of avodah he's allowed to do. He's makriv the tamid, which a kohen is allowed to do. So we're saying, Tosfos says, if a cholol is going to be makriv, a guy be on his bayach, he's chayiv misa. And the Gemara says, if a cholol is makriv on his bayach, avodasik sheira. Does it make sense that both should be true? The avodah is kosher, he's chayiv misa. Hashtas, you're right. Hashtas, that's far, you're right.
He had no right to do it.
Had no right to do it. Did he have it? Yeah, but if Yisrael did have it, if I do apostle, if Yisrael did have it, not only would be Chayav Misa, but if I do apostle, you have to bring him the Talmud. He brings the Talmud. So that's the Chiddush, that once he's a Ben Kayin and a Chalal, that the other is kosher, he's still Chayav Misa.
You said the Gemara means that the avodah have to be done, the talmud have to be done on Shabbos. So the avodah itself is done correctly, so that was this picture. But the fact that he is the mitzvah on him, he has to be guilty of that as well.
It's a chiddush. All right. For tomorrow, the Rishash is the Rishash on this. If you have a chance, look in the Migdash. The Migdash Dov is the Lamdish Sefer on Kachin. I believe it's Simcha Hei. The paragraph which begins Issa Be'erev in Kuf Beis, he has an Ashtaka Torah on this thesis. After that, giving you time to catch your breath, the rest of this Amid till the very bottom is pretty quick. So I think you can go through the Amid pretty quickly. We'll get to the bottom case, which again is a Lamdish Sefer.